Court was dismissed. The crowd, sated with the blood of one innocent man, meandered out of the courtyard and dissipated. A thousand little piranhas heading off in search of new diversion. I headed back to my ship, the Driftwood. Driftwood, while being a perfectly serviceable, if heavily patched, freighter, is anything but cheerful on its best days. Today, as I sat in my customary seat on the bridge, the steely greys and industrial blacks seemed to lead me, inevitably, back to the trial. I was supposed to be thinking, formulating some kind of plan, but I'd always come back to Edlin. I do so confirm. I wondered at the hell he must have endured to strip away any spark, any hint of defiance, of hope, of anger. My anger, on the other hand, burned white hot at the thought. I remembered Edlin, back when the priest still operated his little church. I remembered the optimism, the suffocating, goddamn infuriating optimism the man exuded. I'd wanted to strangle him at times for it. But it was hard to hate the man who saved your life. I felt my breath grow ragged, but not from rage or even fear. The toll of the day was starting to hit me, physically. It was the fluttering. That's what the nuns called it. Anger and fear had elevated my blood pressure, increased my heartbeat. Now the fluttering had begun, and begun in earnest.